Welcome to the St. Michael Weekday Meditations. My name is Robin Hinkle, and I will be leading our meditation today. Our theme this Easter is blessing. Once you've been transformed by God's love, you can't help but want to share that love with others. This Easter, let's learn how to bless one another by sharing the grace and love of Christ with our friends and neighbors. Joining Christians everywhere during this Easter season, we proclaim with joy, Alleluia, the Lord is risen indeed. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. A reading from Colossians, chapter 1, verses 15 through 23. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on heaven or in earth, making peace by the blood of his cross. And you, who were once alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach. If indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister. Here ends the reading. Paul's letter to the Colossians was written by Paul when he was in prison in Rome, probably around 60 CE, close to the time that he was martyred as a Christian. What we see here in this letter is a grown-up version of his theology. It is an inspiration from God that comes after 30 or so years of experience in ministry. And so I want to wonder with you a little bit about Paul's time in prison, the people he was meeting, and the things he was reading as he lived through this last part of his life and ministry. For instance, we have records that indicate that the gospel writers, Luke and Mark, were in Rome with Paul during some of the time Paul was in prison. And it is possible that Paul may have seen the Apostle Peter, because we know that Peter also was martyred in Rome around this same time. And we know that many of Paul's friends in ministry, even from faraway places, came to visit him and to support him. Additionally, scholars believe that Paul had access to Luke's gospel. And since Luke's gospel was based in part upon the gospel of Mark, the first gospel to be completed, we believe Paul had access to that gospel account as well. We also know Paul had access to the book of Acts, especially since it is in part a record of his own ministry. Based on all of this, I therefore tend to hope that these faithful ministers of our Lord, at this time in their lives of imprisonment and persecution and martyrdom, supported one another and encouraged one another. They shared their writings, their prayers, their memories, and Holy Communion as they went through this time of trial together. In that context, we can see how today's reading from Paul's letter is truly inspired. Paul is saying incredible things about Jesus. Jesus is the firstborn of God. Jesus existed before all of creation. Through Jesus, all of creation was made, and he is the one who holds it all together. Through his death on the cross, he has reconciled you and me and all of creation to God. Through his death, Jesus has made you and me pure and holy and blameless. These are amazing statements about our Lord that come from a full faith based on a whole life. All of the ups and downs of life, especially perhaps the trials. It is clear that the stories and the teachings of Jesus, layered upon the Old Testament scriptures that Paul would have learned from his childhood, has given a fullness to Paul's faith that completely grounds him as well as the other apostles and other early Christians. In fact, at this point in their ministry, we learn from their writings that Paul and Peter do not fear execution by crucifixion. Indeed, they look at it as an honor they do not deserve. Tradition tells us that Peter was crucified upside down because he did not feel worthy to die the same way as his Lord. Peter, Paul, the gospel writers, had grown up in their knowledge and love of the Lord, and it made them bold instead of fearful. So my question for you this day is, are you growing in the knowledge and love of our Lord? Or are you still paddling around in the shallow end of the pool of your faith? This Easter season, take the opportunity to come to church to hear the stories of the resurrection, to walk alongside the earliest Christians as they begin to figure out what all this means. Come gather each Sunday to pray, read Scripture, support one another, encourage one another, share Holy Communion, because I truly hope each one of you will continue to grow in your faith this Easter, through the summer season and beyond. My hope is that you also will come to be fully grounded in your own faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who has reconciled you to God, making you pure, holy, and blameless. Amen. Please join me as we continue with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. O God, whose blessed Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of the bread, open the eyes of our faith, that we may behold him in all his redeeming work, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.